Ambassador, thank you so much for giving us the time today.
My pleasure.
In your article for Foreign Affairs, you and Mr. Carter Malkasian write, since 2001, opportunities for peace talks have come and gone, but this time may be different. What makes this present opportunity more promising and different?
Well, I think that there are certain international factors that help. I think China has become more interested and has lent its own diplomatic weight to the effort, and that's helpful. I think Pakistan has also sought to encourage peace talks.
Mm-hmm.
They might be able to do more than they have, but I think they've been genuine in seeing peace talks as a more positive way forward for Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
I think President Ghani is committed to trying to advance the prospect of peace talks. Of course, President Karzai also sought a peace process. But in the last years of his presidency, his relations with Washington and with Pakistan were very poor, and that made progress more difficult. I think President Ghani has made an effort, really in all his relations with all of the neighboring states and others, including the United States, to improve those relationships. I think that helps. There has been some expression of interest on the part of Taliban representatives. There have been discussions with Taliban representatives in a number of different places, most recently in Oslo last week,
mm-hmm.
But also in other forums. These are unofficial talks. I don't think that the Taliban are yet ready for official peace sit-down, peace negotiations, but they're clearly talking about it. They're clearly more interested in it than they have been. That said, I think that any peace process is going to be fundamentally affected by what happens on the battlefield.
Mm-hmm.
And there clearly is a desperate conflict in which the Taliban are seeking to maximize their position so that any peace process would in the end favor them. And of course the government is doing just the opposite in trying to defend the population, resist the Taliban insurgency, and ensure that a peace process, if and when it comes, preserves the gains that have been made in Afghanistan since 2001.
What can United States can do to jumpstart this whole process? You said that the Taliban are ready, but not yet. But what can United States do to jumpstart it?
Well, I'm not sure that we can jumpstart it. I mean, I think that particularly with the U.S. commitment, military presence having been reduced, we're no longer as pivotal an actor mm-hmm. as we were, say, 3 or 4 years ago when we probably had better opportunities ourselves. I think that that what we can do is work with all of Afghanistan's partners, particularly the regional countries, Pakistan, China, even Iran, Russia, in order to create an international context in which peace talks can go forward.
Mm-hmm.
I think we can work with President Ghani to try to create a context in which peace talks become possible. U.S. officials have, in these informal discussions that have taken place, been able to participate along with representatives from the Afghan government, from the Taliban, and from other countries. And we're certainly encouraging all sides to move beyond informal talks to something more substantial. Excuse me. But I don't think we're in a position to become the mediators in this process. We're, after all, a protagonist in the conflict. We're a supporter of the Afghan government, and so our role is a supportive role.
As a special representative for Afghanistan and Pakistan, did you ever get a chance to meet Taliban representatives? If so, what are they like as negotiators?
I did not. The Taliban were not ready to meet with the United States during my year and a half. My predecessor, Mark Grossman, did have several meetings with the Taliban back in 2011 and 2012. There were government-to-Taliban discussions mm-hmm. in that period about trying to start a peace process. Mm-hmm. They were really talks about talks rather than actual peace talks themselves. And I think he found them serious and sophisticated, but also rather ideological and perhaps not fully informed. Mm-hmm. In our article, we note that this was a missed opportunity. Mm-hmm. During my time, we had indirect negotiations mm-hmm. with the Taliban through the government of Qatar, where we negotiated the release of an American soldier that was being held by the Taliban mm-hmm. and in exchange sent five Taliban detainees from Guantanamo to Qatar, where they remain today. So we had negotiations, but we didn't have it face to face. We had it through an intermediary.